Wednesday at this time is usually our Vents Day segment on the Exchange, and it is again this week, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week, you choose the topics. No joke. 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. From time to time, some callers to the Exchange say they wish we would just open the phone lines and email box for whatever listeners want to talk about that day. This is that day. This will not be a regular thing because we still think it's best to come in with a couple of topics that are known to both host and caller and work from there. But today's a special occasion, the first time since we instituted the weekly Vents Day segment that it falls on April Fool's Day, once known as All Fool's Day. We choose to call it All Subjects Day this year and invite you to vent on what's causing pressure in your blood vessels. Maybe you want to cut loose on some income tax filing deadline 2 weeks away. Maybe you have some comments on the handling of the German plane that went down, or you want to talk about Indiana's controversial new law. From the heavy to the light, it's your day to pick a subject and vent on it. Just two requests, one of which you already know, and that is to keep it polite. The other is that there's a minimum of factuality to the subject you broach, that it be on more solid ground than a conspiracy theory. And let's avoid shameless plugs and sales pitches while we're at it, too. That said, let her rip. Your topics and opinions take center stage on this special edition of Vents Day. It's All Subjects Day on this April 1st edition, not an April Fool's joke. Join us with your subjects, your comments on Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. The calls will start rolling in 1 minute. It is 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. This is our Vents Day segment. It's a weekly event, but this is a one-time occasion. It's All Subjects Day on this All Fools Day, April 1st, 2015. Whatever subject you want to talk about within reason, please provide some factual basis for what you're talking about and be polite as always. But that is our Vents Day theme this week. I didn't bring in topics. I have plenty I can talk about, but let's know what you want to vent about today. 800-838-3760 or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. I can tell you the phone lines are jammed at the moment, so if you get a busy signal, keep trying. Not surprisingly, people would like to talk about a lot of different things today. I want to remind you, you can find us online at jeffexchange.org. You can check us out on Facebook. And, of course, you can take part in the program as it happens, which is what Vents Day is all about. So we have six phone lines filled up and going to be going to the email box as well. Let's see what people would like to talk about today. Let's go to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on All Subjects Vents Day.
Good morning. Quick comment on conspiracy theories. I always have to remind people to never attribute to malice what can be attributed to sheer stupidity.
That a lot of things happen not because of intention, but because they just,
stupidity, unintended consequences. The thing I would like to talk about, and I'll keep it brief because I know you do have a lot of people, is that we are hanging by a thread as a society in the area of our power grid. I believe there was a newspaper article here recently that was talking about the number of cyber attacks and number of other things along those lines. We really, really do need to rethink our power delivery and distribution systems, because for most people, if your power is out 3 days, you're gone. You know, 4 days, you're gone. You don't have water. If you have machinery you depend upon for your life or your livelihood, it's gone without the power. And it reminds me of the old days in the 18th and 19th century with sailing ships. They would sail the ships with the absolute minimum amount of cordage, the absolute minimum amount of mass, the absolute minimum amount of crew, unless it was a warship, to make it profitable. And that's what we're doing here. The problem with it is then when something gets carried away in a storm or a crisis or a catastrophe, the people are in real trouble. We've set ourselves up with our power grid and our power delivery systems in exactly the same way.
So is the problem aging infrastructure or hackability or both?
All of the above. Okay. Aging infrastructure, hackability, lack of redundancy, lack of robust control systems. In my opinion, don't get me started on nuclear energy, but in my opinion, we really need to be working toward a non-centralized power grid where where the power is distributed, but it's distributed in a non-local or in a local fashion rather than a centralized fashion.
Okay, Paul, thanks for starting us off on this all subject Vents Day. Let's go to Michael in Wonder. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Happy Fool's Day.
Hi, happy Fool's Day.
I tend to be overcome by all the bad news I hear, and I become disinterested and don't really want to hear more of it. I'd like to hear some more good news.
All right, that's the big thing. You'd like the news media to spend some more time talking about the positive things in the world?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for that, Michael. Let's go on to Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on All Subject Vents Day.
Buddy, since the advent of Ronald Reagan, a big theme has been no new taxes. Meanwhile, Reagan, who said lowering taxes would decrease the benefit or deficit, left us with the biggest monetary deficit in history. If we don't start raising taxes, we're going to go deeper and deeper in the hole or come down hard on the heads of those who can least afford to be come down on. Since the advent of Reagan, since the advent of the Republican Tea Party, which is headed by the Mad Hatter, as you'll recall, we have just gone deeper into the hole. We've got to reverse this trend, pay our way, or we're going to be stuck with broken bridges, broken roads, broken police departments, broken fire departments, broken everything.
But
there ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
TANSTAFL. I just wrote down the acronym once again. You're the one who brought that to my attention a couple of years ago, Steve. Appreciate that. So, I mean, do we reduce services and raise taxes or just raise taxes?
Well, there should be some, you know, to begin with, the rich who are obviously getting richer and richer, and hasn't been such a disparity since the Gilded Age in the 1890s, have to be taxed more. Have to be closing of loopholes. You know, more attention has got to be paid on the middle class, on the actual people that are working and producing the economy in this country, as opposed to the people that are just making money off the backs of the peons that are working for them.
All right. Thank you for that, Steve and Eugene. Always good to hear from you. Let's move on to Dennis and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. This is All Subject Vents Day. You pick the topics.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the law that they're trying to get passed in Indiana.
Okay.
But sort of on a different vein than everybody else has been. And what's really interesting me is that there's this major break with the right wing of the Republican Party and big business, and how big business and big corporations and big charitable organizations have said that the law should not go through. It needs to be changed. It needs to be stopped. And now this morning, I'm reading on my news feed that Walmart has told the governor of Arkansas, who was also trying to pass a law like that, that they need to stop that right now, and he needs to veto it because they don't want to deal with it. They think it's bad for business. And so I've always thought that the religious right and wealth were an unholy matrimony, and it sort of seems like it is now.
You think they found the breaking point between those two factions on the right wing?
Well, you know, I think that big business is fine with religion as long as it doesn't interfere with their business. And as soon as it interferes with business, then they're not going to put up with it. And obviously, this is a big break. I think it's going to be catastrophic to the Republican Party, which has already fallen apart, I really believe. I think it's in its last gasp. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how it all shakes out.
It is indeed. Thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it. And I don't know, though. We've seen the last gasp of the Republican Party several times, seen the last gasp of the Democratic Party several times, for that matter, too, after elections like 1988 and I still remember that was around the first time I heard Rush Limbaugh refer to the to Michael Dukakis as only the loser. That was all he would call him in that situation. But, you know, political fates and fortunes rise and fall. This is interesting to watch, though, because it's a heavily Republican state, Indiana, Arkansas, too. And its legislature passed its own version of a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which is what Indiana's law is called as well. The major question coming, does this mean it's then okay for people of faith to go ahead and deny services like baking wedding cakes for gay couples, which is always the example it comes back to? The Indiana governor, Mike Pence, couldn't even give an example when George Stephanopoulos pressed him on This Week on Sunday morning. And, you know, it gets down to the point of you asking people, okay, what is this for now? Whose case are you helping? So let's get your thoughts. This is not our only subject on this Vents Day. This is All Subject Vents Day. You're choosing the topics today on this All Fools Day. It's All Subjects Welcome Day. Within reason, you know, have some factual evidence to support what you're talking about and keep it polite as always. But give us a call on this Vents Day, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. The email box is working today. We'll get some up in just a few moments. Let's go next to Archie and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, Jeff. I hope you're doing well, but I'll tell you what. I'm really sick and tired of this anti-cigarette butt commercial that I hear almost every day on your station. I mean, what am I going to do about it? And it's certainly not true. Cigarette butts are totally biodegradable. It is cigarette filter butts that cannot be degraded or taken apart or saturated into this environment that we have.
Okay, so the cellulose
really
filters.
What we need to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cigarette filters. Those are the guys that don't go away. A regular cigarette butt's fine. I mean, it'll dissolve. The rain will hit it, and it'll turn into a plant or something. But the filter, that's what's killing us. And so what we need to do in the state of Oregon is ban the sale of all filter cigarettes. It's really simple. We just take the ban. We ban all those filter cigarettes in the entire state, and no more cigarette butt problems, and you don't have to run that silly commercial anymore.
But doesn't that make it so that people could get hurt worse by the cigarettes without the filters?
That's not my problem.
Ah, okay. Thanks for that, Archie. Appreciate it. Let's move on to Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on All Subject Vents Day.
Yes, good morning. Very quickly, you've had on public radio and other places contrary, you know, talks on why people don't pay any attention to the news. And ask young people, say 13 to 23, and the eyes roll back and everything, and it's the same thing. It's not new. It's just pundits dissing each other pundits. There's nothing new in the news. It's as simple as that. Example, one thing in school and whatever, nobody brings out all the nuclear blah, blah, blah in Iran and everything. How many young people truly understand that we are the ones that let the genie out of the bottle?
In what sense?
I don't think it's taught.
Oh, because we're the ones who got nuclear power out there in the first place as a weapon?
Yes, look at Oppenheimer, and there are several of the prominent people who were not wanting to let the genie out of the bottle.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Nobody talks about it in school or anyplace else.
Well, you know, interesting dust-ups that happen about history, and we haven't had this on the program yet, but there was a dust-up in Medford recently about a history book that was chosen for the high schools that included an annotation about what the Second Amendment was for, indicating that it was for militias only, and that set off a bit of a firestorm. But, you know, it's not just how you choose to interpret history, but what you choose to bring forth from history that can get us into discussions like this. Anyway, lots to talk about on this Vents Day. This is All Subject Vents Day, a rarity here on the Exchange. We figured April Fool's Day and Vents Day coinciding. Let's get All Fool's Day into All Subjects Day. Join us with your comments, questions, topics, 800-838-3760 around the region. jx@jeffnet.org is the email. First email comes in from Tony in Talent. He says, whilst April 1st japes are fun for children who fool their peers with harmless pranks, naivety being desirable traits in the young, however, today's adults frequently seem to have failed to put away childish things. The list of ways in which today's ill-informed public are fooled by non-existent problems are legion. Tony writes, consider the scares of the past half century that have proven exaggerated. The Neo-Malthusian Paul Ehrlich's population bomb, pesticides, acid rain, the ozone hole, falling sperm counts, genetically engineered crops, BPA in plastic bottles, killer bees, global cooling in the 1970s, Y2K. Tony writes, in all of these cases, institutional scientists gained a lot of funding from the scare and then quietly converged on the view that the problem was much more moderate than the extreme voices had argued. Global warming, which is based on hypothesis that is increasingly seen as obviously flawed, seems no different since the empirical data is failing to comport to the theory. It may well prove to be the biggest April Fool's hoax of all time. Tony in Talent wrote that email. Well, when I look at how warm the planet has gotten, we continue to see reports about this year or last year, the warmest year on record. These seem to keep coming in. Perhaps it is more, Tony, than just conjecture. Let's go to, let's see, Jamie in Medford didn't stay on the line. He said, tell Jeffrey his shoelace is untied. Happy April Fool's Day, Jamie. Jeff in Roseburg is now on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on All Subjects Vents Day.
Yeah, just wanted to say that this Senate Bill 941 they're pushing in Salem.
The Oregon legislature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is, you know, about the gun background checks. But they want you to go to a gun store to do a background check.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's going to cost $20 to $50 to the gun store to have that done. And then also, what if you don't have a photo ID? So this is the same as the poll tax system of preventing somebody from... having one of their constitutional rights.
All right. So you, so I mean, would you favor a system if it didn't cost, though, or didn't require a photo ID?
Well, what if you live way out in the country and it, you have to travel to some town if you're out in, you know, eastern Oregon and...
Well, but I mean, you have to travel to town to get groceries and stuff, too, right? I mean, at some point, you're going to have to come close to civilization.
Well, but what if my neighbor has a gun that he can sell me?
Okay, so you, the point is just, you just don't even like the idea of the gun control bill at all.
Well, the deal is it is the way it's written and the way they're pushing it is it's an undoable thing. It's not reasonable.
All right. Thanks for that, Jeff. Appreciate it. Senate Bill 941, I'm sure we'll be talking about that more. Floyd Przanski from Eugene is the senator working on this, so not unknown to the folks in our area. Let's go to Donna in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on All Subject Vents Day.
Hey, it's time for a woman. I think I've got good news, at least for some of us who want a more immediate action on solar. I just heard on the NPR, I'm sure, about cloud solar, or solar cloud, I can't remember which way it was, and it's one of the New England states of all places. Part of it's being funded, or it started with Indiegogo, one of the crowdfundings, and people from all over the world are signing in. It's, there's, I guess there's two segments of it, and don't quote me from some of the details, but investing and or some sort of local segment. So Ashland has, I guess, city-owned property that'd be perfect for, what do they call it, a solar field, solar...
So a solar collector array? I mean, they have a whole bunch of
PV
things out there?
I'd rather invest in Ashland area solar supported. So thank you very much. By the way, on the Diane Rehm Show, if they define words like news when they're talking on a single subject... because it covers a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate that. Your calls are welcome. This is All Subject Vents Day, that rarest of days in which we'll just throw things open to whatever it is you'd like to talk about. Join us on this Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our phone number is 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. And you can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org as well. I'm going to work slowly through this email from John, who has called in a lot as N-word from Ash Valley. He says, I call myself N-word John because I'm economically depressed, which causes me to be cheap and miserly. Unfortunately, too many people have been overcorrected. They're afraid to say what they mean and hence do not mean what they say. What I mean to say about race is the Bush family is living proof that you do not have to be poor to be white trash. The black president is proof you do not have to be white, and I'm living proof you do not have to be black to call yourself N-word. That from John in Ash Valley. Another email here from Joe in Talent, who writes about the religious freedom legislation like what Indiana just passed and Arkansas did as well. Joe writes, it's disturbing seeing all the red states adopt religious freedom legislation, and he puts religious freedom in quotes. He says, it goes both ways. My right not to have your beliefs hoisted on me is just as important as your right to worship the way you want. We need to find a common ground. Thank you for that, Joe. Let's go to Alexa in West Haven. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on All Subjects Vents Day.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
My comment is that when Jefferson Radio does its Christmas or holiday greetings, you always follow it up in the same announcement with a renewed request for funding. And I think it makes you look tacky, and you should just do a heartfelt greeting and that announcement, and then later on go ahead and ask for the money that you need to in a separate announcement.
I will pass that up to the boss. He's the one who knows what the right fundraising moves are. Thanks for that, Alexa.
Appreciate You're welcome.
It. All right, take care. I'm not surprised that we're going to hear a few issues about the way we conduct ourselves here at JPR, and I appreciate hearing that. By the way, Fun Drive is coming up next week, just now that Alexa mentions it. This is not why we're doing All Subjects Day on this All Fools Day, but that is going to be coming your way in a week. April 7th through 14th is the Spring Fun Drive here on JPR. Just thought you should know. I'm sure Alexa probably wants to beat me up now about that. All right, let's see. We have an email here from Larry, who says, am I crazy or wouldn't it be easy for the religious baker to say to the gay couple, hey, look, I'll make you a cake, but I'm uncomfortable with things that go against my faith. Not you as a person. I respect you and hope you respect me, and it's unfamiliar territory. I can give you the number of another baker, but I will also make it if you choose. Larry wonders about that particular transaction, and who can blame him? I mean, when you think about this discussion, which certainly had a precedent in Oregon, where they're still trying to figure out where the now closed bakery folks are going to end up having to pay some civil penalties for refusing to bake a cake for a lesbian couple for their wedding. What it is about these transactions that ends up so hotly contested, and whether it rises to the level of having to pass new laws. It was really interesting yesterday. I don't know if you had a chance to see or hear about the Indianapolis Star, a front page editorial, and it was a full reverse thing where the front page was mostly in black. The letters were in white, and it said, fix this now. And the editorial was directed to the governor, Mike Pence of Indiana, and the legislative leaders who passed their Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which is already costing them conventions, an American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees convention set for Indiana for October, canceled. I think it was the governor of Washington, no, the mayor of Seattle, the mayor of Portland, both said that they will provide no money for people to fly to Indiana on official business. The governor of Connecticut made the same move, which proved to be a really interesting move because the NCAA men's basketball Final Four is in Indianapolis this coming weekend. And the defending champion team, which would normally send coaches, is the University of Connecticut, where the governor said no state funding for official travel to Indiana. So Kevin Ollie, the incumbent national championship coach in men's college basketball, will not attend the Final Four for just that reason. And you heard earlier one of our callers talk about Arkansas getting warnings from Walmart, which is obviously its major employer, about not adopting a similar law, which the legislature did just yesterday. So we'll probably end up talking about this on another segment of the Jefferson Exchange in the future on Vents Day. But thanks so much for volunteering what you had to talk about on All Subject Vents Day. We'll do this once in a blue moon, but it was fun. Let's do it again sometime. All Subject Vents Day here on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks for listening to this hour of the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.